Number 1.
Leaving for lunch already, Noah?
Actually, I'm on my way upstairs. We have our company medical checkups today, remember?
No, I completely forgot about them.
You can still go. You don't need an appointment.
Yeah, but I had a big breakfast this morning. You're not supposed to eat before the blood test, right?
Right. In fact, I'm starving. Anyway, you'll have another chance next week. They'll be back again on Wednesday.
Really? I'll make sure to remember.
Question. What will the woman probably do?
Number 2.
Looks like I'll be putting in another 60-hour week. Seems like I live here at the office these days.
You do live at the office these days, and they don't pay you nearly enough. Why don't you drop a hint that you'd like to review your compensation?
But I've only been working here a year.
In which time they've doubled your responsibilities. Come on, Lori. You need to stand up for yourself.
Well, maybe you're right.
Question. How does the man feel about the woman's situation?
Number 3.
Doctor, how were the test results?
Not bad. It's just a sprain. Nevertheless, I still think you should avoid strenuous exercise for at least a couple of weeks after you leave the hospital today.
But my softball team's got a big game this Thursday.
I'm afraid you're going to have to sit that one out. You should wait till you fully recover, or you may make it worse.
Question. What does the doctor tell the man?
Number 4.
Hi, Phil. I'm sorry to bother you on your day off, but I'm not feeling well. Could you cover my shift this afternoon?
Unfortunately, I've already got plans.
I see. Do you know who might be able to change shifts with me?
I'm not sure.
Maybe the new guy can cover it.
I'd just get in touch with the manager. It's her responsibility to deal with these issues.
I know, but I hate bothering her. Maybe I should just work the shift.
No, don't do that. You might make everyone else sick.
Question. What does the man imply the woman should do?